Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen. I'm calling with National Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much, sir. And I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And may I please have your age, just for statistical purposes?
80.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections. And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, sir, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you say a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you, sir. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Biden administration and their policies, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
Biden administration.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. The first one is making a housing more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. From 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination from 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Ensuring our borders are secure from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Creating more jobs and raising wage?
10.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And would you say strongly approve or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how favorable it is for you?
75.
You say 95?
75.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. The next one is Joe Biden.
85.
85. Thank you. Next one is Cornel West.
80.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court.
50.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
100.
Thank you so much. The Democratic Party.
80.
Thank you. Mitch McConnell.
70.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris.
90.
Thank you so much, sir. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, sir?
Worse.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our communities safer. Statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get a root causes of crime to make our communities safer. Do you agree?
A.
Okay. You will say somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you, sir. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Thank you. Has what you see and heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is for you, or that is to you. The first one says, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. For you, it is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. The next one says, establish June 10th as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. How important it is for you? Very, somewhat, not very, and not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. For you, it is very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. It is very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important to you.
Very.
Thank you, sir. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. From 0 to 10, please rate each one. When a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason to vote, and 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote. And the first one says, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year. The first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'll be our check on MAGA Republicans and the radical agenda to roll back all freedoms and rights. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason that is for you to vote in 2024?
10.
Thank you, sir. The second one says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats' focus on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing reason that is for you to vote in 2024?
10.
Thank you so much, sir. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you one more time if you can rate your motivation to vote in November 2024 from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
They are important. I don't have a most.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. The first one is someone canvassing neighborhood, yes or no?
How much more questions?
We are just a few more just for statistical purposes. Do you remember being contacted in the last 2022 campaign by TV ads? Yes or no?
Yeah.
By mailers?
Yeah.
Text messages?
Yes.
By radio ads?
No.
Okay. Social media or internet ads?
Yes.
and phone calls?
No.
Thank you so much. Just the statistical purposes, ugly questions. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, hardly or any or none of your neighborhoods are white?
Uh, 25%.
Okay. Less than a half, we'll say. And how would you describe the area where you live? It is urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Well, thank you so much for helping me with this service, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much for your help and kindness, okay?
Bye.
Take care, sir. Bye.